Thursday, March the 5th. My father got his car back from the garage today. He was cleaning it and gloating over it for a whole 2 hours. I noticed that the stick-on waving hand I bought him for Christmas was missing from the rear window. I told him he ought to complain to the garage, but he said he didn't want to make a fuss. We went to my grandma's to test drive the car. She gave us a cup of Bovril and a piece of yucky seed cake. She didn't ask how my mother was. She said my father was looking thin and pale and needed feeding up. She told me that Bert Baxter had been thrown out of the Evergreens because of his bad behaviour at Skegness. The coach was waiting for 2 hours for him at the coach station. A search party was sent out to look in the pubs. Then Bert came back, drunk but alone, and another search party was sent out to look for the first search party. In the end, the police had to be sent for, and they took hours to round up all the pensioners and get them in the coach. My grandma said the journey back was a nightmare. All the pensioners kept falling out. With each other, not out of the coach. Bert Baxter was reciting a dirty poem about an Eskimo, and Mrs. Harriman had a funny turn and had to have her corsets loosened. Grandma said two pensioners had passed on since the outing. She blamed Bert Baxter and said he as good as murdered them. But I think it was more likely that the cold wind at Skegness killed them off. I said, Bert Baxter is not so bad when you get to know him. She said she didn't understand why the good Lord took my granddad and left scum like Baxter. Then she pulled her lips tight and dabbled her eyes with a handkerchief. So we left. My mother was out when we got home. She has joined some women's group. Heard my father say good night to the car. He must be cracking up. Friday, March the 6th. New moon. Mr. Cherry is very pleased with my work, and he has raised my wages by 2.5 pence an hour. He also offered me the Corporation Row evening round, but I declined his offer. Corporation Row is where the council put all the bad tenants. Barry Kent lives at number 13. Mr. Cherry gave me 2 back copies of Big and Bouncy. He told me not to tell my mother, as if I would. I have put them under my mattress. Intellectuals like me are allowed to be interested in sex. It is ordinary people like Mr. Lucas who should be ashamed of themselves. Phoned social services today and asked about a home help for Bert Baxter. I told a lie and said I was his grandson. They are sending a social worker to see him on Monday. Used my father's library tickets to get War and Peace out. I have lost my own. Took dog to meet Blossom. They got on well. Saturday, March the 7th. After paper round, went back to bed and stayed there all morning reading Big and Bouncy. Felt like I have never felt before. Went to Sainsbury's with my mother and father, but the women in there reminded me of Big and Bouncy, even the ones over 30. My mother said I looked hot and bothered and sent me back to the multi-storey car park to keep the dog company. The dog already had company. It was barking and whining so loudly that a crowd of people were standing around saying, "The poor thing," and "How cruel to leave it tied up in such a fashion." The dog had twisted its collar on the gear lever and its eyes were bulging out of its head. When it saw me, it tried to jump up and nearly killed itself. I tried to explain to the people that I was going to be a vet when I grew up, but they wouldn't listen and started to say things about the RSPCA. The car was locked, so I was forced to break the little window open and unlock the door by putting my hand through. The dog went mad with joy when I untangled him, so the people went away. But my father didn't go mad with joy when he saw the damage. He went mad with rage. He threw the Sainsbury's bags down, broke the eggs, squashed the cakes, and drove home too fast. Nobody said anything on the way home, and only the dog was smiling. Finished War and Peace. It was quite good. Sunday, March the 8th, first in Lent. My mother has gone to a woman's workshop on assertiveness training. Men aren't allowed. I asked my father what assertiveness training is. He said, "God knows, but whatever it is, it's bad news for me." We had boil-in-the-bag cod in butter sauce and oven-cooked chips for Sunday dinner, followed by tinned peaches and dream topping. My father opened a bottle of white wine and let me have some. I don't know much about wine, but it seemed a pleasant enough vintage. We watched a film on television, then my mother came home and started bossing us around. She said, "The worm has turned," and "Things are going to be different around here," and things like that. Then she went into the kitchen and started making a chart dividing all the housework into three. I pointed out to her that I already had a paper round to do, an old age pensioner to look after, and a dog to feed, as well as my schoolwork. But she didn't listen. She put the chart on the wall and said, "We start tomorrow."